weeks after Tuesday's election results. It's all straight ahead in the 8 o'clock hour. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek. Officials say the parents of the two-year-old boy who drowned after being taken by an alligator on the shores of the Seven Seas Lagoon at Disney World will not be charged for any kind of negligence. But now it's time for Disney to examine whether it did anything wrong.
The resort has shared their sympathies and condolences with the family. And as they do that, they are now reassessing their safety precautions across the Walt Disney World Resort to determine if their measures, for example, the no swimming sign that was posted at the lagoon, is sufficient.
Correspondent Victor Blackwell, beaches along the lagoon remain closed for a second straight day as a precaution. It was a long night in the U.S. Senate.
All day and into the night, Senate Democrats filibustered in an attempt to force action on gun control laws. Connecticut Senator Christopher Murphy initiated the filibuster Wednesday morning.
We were about to come back to the Senate and just proceed with business as usual. As if Orlando didn't happen.
All other business was pushed off the Senate floor, exactly Murphy's intention.
We've got to show a signal to the American public that we care so deeply about the consequences of inaction that we are at the very least going to stop this process from moving forward.
I'm Kim Hutchison.
The filibuster ended just after 2 this morning. The fallout continues over Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's decision to grant voting rights to former felons. A state prosecutor from Nottoway County south of Richmond has identified 132 sex offenders who have completed their sentences but are still behind bars because they're too dangerous to release. In fact, according to Commonwealth's attorney Terry Royal, they also have the right to run for public office and to sit on a jury. A spokesman for McAuliffe disputes that claim, accusing Royal of trying to demagogue the issue. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's been skirting around the issue of Donald Trump in recent weeks, providing dodgy comments like these.
Like I said, I'm not interested in talking about Donald Trump any further. I've talked about it ad nauseum for 4 or 5 months. My thoughts haven't changed.
But now the Republican governor has finally allowed himself to be pinned down, telling the Washington Post that no, he won't be voting for Trump for president. Asked who he will support, Hogan said, quote, "I guess when I get behind the curtain, I'll have to figure it out. Maybe write someone in. I'm not sure." Maryland officials now say they do have all the funding they need to start building the Purple Line.
The U.S. DOT is offering up an $875 million loan for the $1.9 billion project.
When that's in place, that means all the money's together and we'll be breaking ground this fall.
Maryland Transportation Secretary Pete Ron says they're still aiming for a spring 2022 opening.
The timeline is great. It's moving full speed ahead.
Governor Larry Hogan calls the Purple Line transformative.
All the acquisitions and design work is done, so going to get done as fast as I can push these guys to get it done.
The line runs from Bethesda across to New Carrollton, connecting to Metro in Silver Spring and College Park along the way. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
L'Enfant Plaza's getting a museum. The International Spy Museum's reached a deal to move in following a year and a half of negotiations with L'Enfant's owners. The deal was made possible through a $50 million bond backed by the D.C. government. The museum still has to pay it back, but at a lower cost than it would with private financing. The move will take place in 2018. Until then, you can still eye the spy at their current location on F Street Northwest. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 4835. In sports, the Red Sox beat the Orioles, and Jason Worth's second walk-off hit in 4 days led the Nationals over the Cubs in 12 innings. After the game, he was asked on Masson.
You've talked about people maybe criticizing your age. How do you feel just about the way that you're swinging it and what you've been able to accomplish over these last 4 days?
Yeah, those people can kiss my...
WMAL News Times, 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator.
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator.
Conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, what have you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, once you get past the volume at 109, you hit it again just after 121, and it's pretty much a solid lineup to get onto the 270 spur toward the American Legion Bridge. We've had a lot of heavy volume on 270 this morning. Top side of the Beltway, 95 around to George Avenue, the stop and go. Before Connecticut Avenue, still see the tractor trailer on the right shoulder from the early morning crash. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue, that's where D.C. police tell me they're dealing with a stalled car, broken down car that they need a tow truck now. D.C. 295 going northbound prior to the 11th Street Bridge for the crash. That will be in the backups. 295 delays almost back to the Beltway and extend to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Constitution Avenue at 14th Street. Watch for police direction. Accident. Accident to the shoulder on 66 westbound in Centerville. Before you get to 28 Centerville eastbound, still quite the heavy delays. And again, the reminder for Metro Rail, extra time needed. Red line, single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. Had a report of an arcing insulator track problem outside of the Grosvenor station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some patchy fog around for the first part of the day, otherwise partly cloudy, and a few showers maybe around, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, possibly a strong storm, better chance of rain tonight. 84 degrees today's high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 71 in Herndon, 68 in Olney, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner. Hundreds of Hillary Clinton's campaign staffers are moving over to the payroll of the Democratic National Committee. Find out what that means right now at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 808 on WMAL. In just a few moments, 10 minutes in fact, Brian and I will take up the debate that is on the floor of the Senate probably today. And that is, should the 2nd, 5th, and 14th Amendment take a back seat to the Democrats' desire to have a no-fly, no-buy law? That's the debate. We'll engage it in just a few moments.
Joining us now on the line is former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. He has won the Democratic primary for Ward 7 seat, returning to politics. Of course, there has to be an election in November before that becomes official, but it's pretty good. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, the Republican challenger down there in Ward 7 is really going to do something.
Vincent Gray, thank you for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you all.
I want to know what you think the message the voters was sending to the administration of Muriel Bowser was with this election. I mean, after all, you return, Vincent Orange, Yvette Alexander, LaRubie May, they were all defeated. Another candidate that you supported, he actually was the winner in Ward 8. And so what is the message out of all this?
Well, I think it's a repudiation of the policies that have been on the table. You go back to this whole business with Fresh Pack, in which the current mayor was seeking to raise money for a PAC that was going to support candidates of her choice. You look at the situation with the snow and the tremendous amount of money, $55 million that was spent on removing the snow this past winter, and then the situation with building these shelters, for families. I think this was the first opportunity in a formal way for voters to be able to express their views, and I think it was a repudiation of those policies that three of her four sure votes, for want of a better way of putting it, were defeated. And the fourth one, who was her handpicked, candidate in Ward 4, where she used to be the council member, barely squeaked through. So I think there's a real powerful message being sent about the kind of candidates and legislators that people want in these jobs.
Mayor Gray, we enjoy having you on because, there's a lot of policy things that we don't agree with, but there are some things that we can agree on, and I'm going to venture to guess on one of them right here, and that is the political coverage coming out of the Washington Post. Boy, they are ruthless to you. I got to tell you, this is the write-up from yesterday. Vincent Gray seemingly bent on revenge and redemption, and then 2 years after losing re-election under a cloud of scandal. I mean, you've never been charged with anything, but the Washington Post continues to just hammer and hammer and hammer you with all of these articles full of innuendo. What's your response?
Well, I think it's absolutely reprehensible. And, obviously it's left me in a situation where I have no desire to be interviewed by the Post. I looked at the so-called endorsement they did for Ward 7, mm-hmm. and they endorsed the incumbent, my opponent. And one need only read the endorsement to recognize it really wasn't an endorsement. It was just an opportunity once again to attack me. What they said, the one thing they said about my opponent, Councilmember Alexander, was that they agreed with me. They were disappointed in her performance.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, listen, here's what you do, Mayor Gray. You come on here, you give us the interview, they listen, and then you'll still get in there. They'll write it up. It will be fair to you. One other question. Eric Holder's Justice Department, through their U.S. attorney here in the district, they dragged this investigation out on you so long, and then right in the middle of the primary season, they announced a lot of innuendo about some charges against you that never materialized. Did the Justice Department treat you fairly?
Certainly not in that instance, because there's no question in my mind that it influenced the outcome of the election. If you look at the polls that had been taken leading right up to that, now this was 1 week before early voting started, we were up anywhere from 6 to 20 points in whatever polls had been done up to that stage. And it was pretty clear that we were likely to win. What happened was people heard these allegations like the allegations, let's put it that way. And I think they simply decided not to vote. They didn't even come out.
Yeah.
It was one of the lowest turnouts that we've had for a mayoral election recent history. And the people who didn't turn out were the people in areas where I was especially strong.
Yeah.
So, while I can't prove it, there were many questions raised about it, and the term prosecutorial misconduct has been used more than once. About what happened there.
Yeah.
Things were said, and then nothing was done in the aftermath of this. Until finally, well over a year later, this investigation was closed out with nothing having been done.
One of the things that I read was somebody who was asked, why did you vote for change in this last election? And then it was just a person on the street. They said, I don't like the amount of violence we're seeing in our town right now. And, of course, a lot of people say, well, that's the responsibility of the current police chief and the current mayor. Are you dissatisfied with what you're seeing in law enforcement right now and the policies of the police department and the policies of the mayor and their fight against crime?
Well, certainly, if you compare the number of homicides now to when I was the mayor, they have gone up tremendously. My last year as mayor, we had, I think, 102, 104 homicides. Last year, in 2015, we had 162 homicides, which is a 54% increase over the previous year. So there's certainly more that has to be done. We've got some ideas like giving officers more of an opportunity. They live in the district, take police cruisers home, increase the number of police officers that we have, incentivize officers who may be nearing the retirement age, because an officer can retire in the District of Columbia as they reach the age of 42, 43 years of age, which normally would be the peak of people's career.
But let me get down to the basics. Do you support the current police chief?
Oh, yes. I like Kathleen. She worked for me the entire time that I was the mayor. I think she did a terrific job. I continue to believe that she's an outstanding law enforcement leader.
Okay.
And hopefully she will be given the tools that are needed to be able to stem this this wave we've seen.
What other item related to that wave and very specific to Ward 7 are these ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, that have been sort of wreaking havoc, or the people who are driving them are wreaking havoc? What do you intend to do to clean that mess up?
Well, obviously, we've got to be able to work with, and certainly in the case of Ward 7, we've got Prince George's County, which is adjacent to where we are. So I want to work with Prince George's County and the leadership there to make sure that we have the same policies to be able to implement the same policies to get these people and these vehicles off the street.
Do you think these are Marylanders from Prince George's who are just coming in and wreaking havoc in Ward 7?
I think you have both.
Yeah.
I think you have people in Ward 7 who are doing it, and you got people from the county who are coming in and doing it too. This is a great regional issue, and we need to work regionally on solving this.
All right. Well, listen, Vincent Gray, anytime you want to bash on the Obama Justice Department or the Washington Post, you have an open microphone here, sir.
Come on, just give us a call.
But welcome back, and it'll be good to follow your career over the next couple of years. Things are going to get interesting.
Yeah. Vincent Gray, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's get into our nation's capital this morning. Couple obstacles dealing with, though. First, let's begin DC 295. Northbound north of Suitland Parkway before the 11th Street Bridge. DDOT crews tell me they've cleared it out of the travel lanes. Crash, that is. Delays almost back at the Beltway. Northbound inbound Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue had the broken down car. That was in the backups approaching DC 295. And heavy again over the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. Heavy on the 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. We have a broken down after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Like I said, a few obstacles. Constitution Avenue inbound at 14th Street. Still some accident activity. Not only slow coming off of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slow 66, Arlington Boulevard, George Washington Parkway, and the inbound Memorial Bridge for commuters that come over the bridge and then continue Lincoln Memorial Circle onto Constitution Avenue. 270, a lot of volume this morning, Clarksburg to the Beltway. And reminder, Metro Rail problems this morning on the Red Line, single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. Track problem outside of the Grosvenor Station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now, here's the forecast. It looks like it's going to be rain. It's going to start maybe today. They say a 30% chance of rain, a high today of 84. But then tonight, a 90% chance of rain, 65. Rains tomorrow, 75 degrees, a 70% chance of rain. But then as we head to the weekend, things look better. Sunny and highs in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
I really do believe most Americans feel that if you can't get on a plane because you're such a risk, you probably shouldn't have a gun.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham, who believes that if you're on the no-fly list because somebody has decided that you're too dangerous to get on a plane, then maybe you ought to be too dangerous to buy a weapon. And there's a measure that's going to be considered in some form on the floor of the U.S. Senate very soon. It's called no-fly, no-buy. And how do you feel about that? Should we say, if you make the no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun? It's a controversial issue. I may just say, Hillary Clinton agrees with this. Donald Trump apparently agrees with this. He's meeting with the NRA and says that he agrees that if you're on the no-fly list, maybe you shouldn't be able to buy a weapon. Others have real concerns about this. It's an infringement upon Second Amendment rights. So we want to know what you think about it. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. If you are on the no-fly list, should you be able to buy a weapon? Or is it common sense to say no? If you're not safe to fly, you're certainly not safe to go out and buy an AR-15. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
I've been doing some studying here this morning about this because it's interesting. I mean, it seems to me common sense that if you are determined to be a danger to society, so much so that it would be wrong, it would be a threat to national security or personal security or homeland security to get on a plane and fly across the country, then why don't we say these people should also not be able to buy weapons? And I understand that there are people who get on the no-fly list by mistake, but there are ways to get off the no-fly list. And here's what I found out. I'm going to say that there are 100,000 people. That's probably larger than the actual number. 100,000 people on the no-fly list.
It's 64,000.
Okay, well, I see varying numbers.
Oh, okay.
Let's just say it's 100. Let's say it's 100,000. Round it up. Round numbers. 320 million people in this country. That means that 3/10,000 of 1% of Americans would be impacted by this. 3/10,000 of 1%. Now, if you take the terror watch list, which is a much bigger list, there's like a million people on the terror watch list, that's 3/10,000 of 1%. So we're not talking about an awful lot of people. I think this makes common sense, at least the no-fly list. I don't know if we want to go all the way and say anybody on the terror watch list should not be able to buy a gun, but I certainly think it makes sense to say if you're too dangerous to fly, then you're too dangerous to buy.
Okay, and I have plenty to say about this. I really do. First of all, you're right. No fly, no buy. That's what they keep saying because, you know, it rhymes, but it's a lie. It's not the no-fly list. The Democrats are not pushing the no-fly list that you're referring to, the 100,000. If that were it, maybe we could reach a compromise, but Democrats don't want a compromise. They want an embarrassing issue, a divisive issue that they can raise money on and make Republicans look like they're on the side of a terrorist. It is not the no-fly, no-buy, even though that sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, which I guess makes it better for legislation. No. Dianne Feinstein herself said that they're using the term no-fly, but they really mean the larger terrorist
watch list. The one million person list.
And her aide told Roll Call earlier this year, that's more relatable to the average person. People have heard of the no-fly list, not necessarily the tied data base, and that's why they're referring to it as the no-fly list. But forget it. It's not the no-fly list. It's the larger list.
Well, it's still only 3/10,000 of 1%.
Okay, so
of Americans.
So here's my question.
Would be on that list.
The larger list?
Yeah.
The terror watch list? That's over a million, I think.
That's a million, yeah.
All right, so here's my question to you. Not to you. It's to anyone who is in favor of this. I don't want to make it about you, Brian. If someone is in favor of keeping someone from purchasing a gun or owning a gun or possessing a gun because they're on this list, if you thought to yourself that the government or if the government said, anyone who's on this list, we're just going to arrest and put in jail until we have enough evidence against them to convict them of a crime, that would be absurd to you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an infringement on their basic constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those basic constitutional rights is the right to bear arms. So
right.
Why is it not absurd when it's clearly infringing on that right, but it is okay to infringe on other rights?
All right, so I want to make sure I was clear. It's 3/1,000 of 1% would be on the terror watch list.
I don't care about the numbers.
Well,
it's a principle involved.
Okay,
here.
But it's not a lot of people in the grand scheme of things. But listen, you've heard what we have to say, and I can tell that you want to talk about it. More of your calls straight ahead. It's 822.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
So the sale of the year is here from Chamonix, and I'm so excited for it because this once the summer sale comes around from Chamonix, it's sort of a good gateway for people. It's a breakthrough. You know, you hear me talking about Genucel all the time and how great this product is, but you don't pick up the phone and call sometimes, and you wait until you hear a great deal. Well, here's the great deal for Genucel's plant stem cell therapy for the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. It makes you look younger and just better in general. See, for the first time ever, they're going to double your order for free. They're going to give you express shipping for free. They're also going to throw in this new product of theirs, Lassance Neck Treatment, which also works on the skin in your neck, tightens that skin, leaves it looking silky smooth. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours with Genucel, guaranteed, or your money back. So call them now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. It's the summer sale, but get a head start on it right now. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
It's 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, a lot of our commuters dealing with Metro Rail issues this morning. Yes, we're under our last morning of our Surge 1 Safe Track plan, which continues to single track the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. And then the Surge 2 will begin on Saturday. Latest details on that on our WMAL website under features. Now, for the red line, they have problems on the track outside of the Grosvenor Station, initially reported as an arcing insulator. They are still single tracking the red line trains between Medical Center and Grosvenor. Let's get you out on the roads into Virginia. Prince William Police working a crash on the Prince William Parkway south of Yates Ford Road. And I'm looking at delays quickly growing in each direction. We have one lane blocked each way there on the Prince William Parkway. 395, a little bit of stop and go through Landmark. And then from Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. Constitution and 14th Street slow. It slows everyone trying to get on to Constitution Avenue. And on the westbound freeway, the broken down after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Update brought to you by MedStar, Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day. Maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms. Or maybe a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84 tonight. Some rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 8:27 on WMAL. The Senate is about to take up some kind of action they call no fly, no buy. It's not exactly clear, be honest with you, exactly how this legislation is going to be formed. Discussions are underway, but there was a filibuster on this matter that ended about sometime early in the morning last night, overnight, and they did that because there's been some kind of agreement to move forward on some form of legislation. But on the bigger picture, how do you feel about the idea of saying if you're on the no-fly list, you can't actually purchase a weapon? To the phone lines we go. Kelly in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So my son is on the terrorist watch list. He is 10 years old.
So is he on the terrorist watch list or the no-fly list?
Well, to be honest, I don't know that we've flown since the no-fly list was designated, but I can speak to the terrorist watch list. When he was 8 months old, his name matches the name of an IRA, an Irish Irish Republican Army former chief of staff who's now in prison. I looked him up while I was waiting to talk to you guys. When he was 8 months old, ironically, my husband had just gotten back from deployment in Fallujah, and we tried to take a celebratory family trip, and he got flagged at the airport.
There you go.
All right.
And it's incumbent on you to explain why he shouldn't be on the list. Yeah.
Had to go through a lot of rigmarole to get him off, and then
there
sometimes he would pop back on again. So this is an arbitrary system, and I would ask, given what we've seen with the IRS abuse, even with James Rosen, do we really trust the government to manage that?
Yeah, they're good at maintaining these lists, aren't they? Just look at the list of people getting nonprofit status with the IRS.
Fair enough point. Listen, we're going to be talking about this for the whole next half hour. So if you have something to say about this, stay on the line. It's still time to call 888-630-9625. It's now 8:29.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Carlos Mencia, 38 Special, Martina McBride, Joe Nichols, and Jeff Foxworthy. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors, not available in all states.
All right, so some out there are saying if you're on the no-fly list, you should be on a list that says you can't buy any weapons. They're going to debate that, I guess, in the Senate, take some kind of vote. How do you feel about the idea of no-fly, no-buy? We'll take your calls for the whole next half hour after the news. It's 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm John Matthews. Connecticut Democrat Senator Christopher Murphy, you can be sure, has a do not disturb on his phone this morning. He was on the Senate floor until nearly 2:15 a.m., wrapping up his 14-hour filibuster to protest the lack of action on gun control laws.
What can you do to make sure that Orlando or Sandy Hook never, ever happens again?
Murphy represented the area that includes the site of the Sandy Hook shootings when he was in the House of Representatives. What did Donald Trump and former D.C. mayor, now city council nominee Vince Gray have in common? Neither is a fan of the Washington Post.
Well, I think it's absolutely reprehensible. And, you know, obviously it's left me in a situation where I have no desire to be interviewed by the Post.
Gray told WMAL's Mornings on the Mall the Post coverage of his political scandal that ultimately went nowhere was unfair, as was the paper's endorsement of his primary election opponent.
The one thing they said about my opponent, Councilmember Alexander, was that they agreed with me. They were disappointed in her performance.
Gray beat Yvette Alexander nearly 2-1. Volkswagen has a plan to spring itself from the doghouse for faking the emissions output for its diesel cars.
Company officials say they'll introduce more than 30 electric-powered models over the next 9 years, planning to sell 2 to 3 million a year. The new company strategy, dubbed Together Strategy 2025, also focuses on digital mobility, which may include things like car or ride-sharing apps. The company also wants to increase the profitability of the core Volkswagen brand, which analysts say is barely making money now. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 48,35. In sports, Jason Worth's second walk-off hit in 4 days leads the Nats over the Cubs in 12 innings, and the Red Sox beat the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Xerox is looking for a systems development senior specialist in Germantown, Maryland, to design, develop, and implement applications in a multi-tier web architecture to solve complex problems. Send resume to Xerox Business Services, LLC, Attention International Recruiting, job code KCLK-9QYPGA, 2828 North Haskell Avenue, Building 1, Floor 9, Dallas, Texas, 75204.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of Nulick Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again. With the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala, enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I'm just getting word from Metrorail officials that they have taken care of the track problem outside of the Grosvenor station, and they are no longer single tracking the red line. They have upwards of a 30-minute delay for commuters waiting for the red line train, so expect that residual delay to continue for a while. It's a busy morning commute out on the roads on the southeast southwest freeway. Let's start after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Heading off of the 11th Street Bridge. We're jammed, but the broken down car just cleared. DC 295 north leaving the Beltway. Solid lineup heading toward the 11th Street Bridge. Along the way, we had a crash north of the Suitland Parkway. Southbound delays of 295 off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Constitution Avenue, big delays continue with this crash. Inbound Constitution Avenue at 14th Street. Extra pressure on for everyone who heads toward Connecticut Avenue. This is 66, Arlington Boulevard, George Washington Parkway, Memorial Bridge. Here we go around the Beltway through Silver Spring. Delays from 95 to George Avenue. Back to the normal volume there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, damp weather around, still mild, cloudy this morning, and we could see a couple of showers around, partly cloudy this afternoon with slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Strong storm, maybe a severe storm, 84 degrees. I think the chance for wet weather picks up a little bit tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Manassas, 68 in Greenbelt, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Media Research Center. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're having a very feisty debate here this morning about something that's going to be considered by your United States Senate. It's a measure still in development right now that says if you're on the no-fly list, you should not be able to buy a weapon. It's a reaction to what happened in Orlando. What do you think about this? A good idea? Bad idea? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Brian and Larry in the house today, but we want to take your calls right now. Tim and Alexandria, by the way, I'm for it and Larry's against it. Tim and Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, thanks for having me. I would only kind of go with it if it was a transparent process and you have a capability to argue whether you're on or off that list based on, you know, what they're saying you did or didn't do. But the second piece is, why isn't the Republicans also offering things like getting rid of gun-free zones and natural reciprocity for concealed carry? Because that would help immensely given the situations we've had.
Yeah.
And just my thought. Thank you.
Well, ironically, because in the Senate, that will get filibustered by the Democrats. And of course, that'll be praised by the media, just like the Democrats praised the filibuster last night by the media. The only Democrat, the only filibusters that get condemned by the media are those set up by Ted Cruz and Rand Paul.
How about David in Paris, Virginia? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? Look, my understanding is the no-fly list is predominantly put together by the airline industry, okay? And if you get drunk on a plane on the way to San Francisco, they can put you on that no-fly list.
Well, listen, I'm not sure you're absolutely right about that. I mean, it's monitored, it's managed by the TSA, and they make judgments about who goes on and who goes off that list, and they are supposed to be maintaining that. I think airlines can submit names of people who have caused them problems, but I'm not sure that it's totally managed by the airlines.
I'm not saying it's managed by them, but they have a huge input on that. And remember, Senator Edward Kennedy was on the no-fly list.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, that connects the dots with regard to getting drunk on a plane.
Yeah. We had a guy on earlier. I must tell you, in the show, we had a guy on who actually is one of the, this is the wonderful thing about being in Washington, one of the people who makes the decisions about who goes on and who goes off. And he was making the point that, well, the databases don't talk to each other right now. Yeah. It'd be very hard to do that. And I asked him the question. I said, but you know who's going on that list. You are intimately familiar with the information that puts somebody on that list. Do you want people on that list buying a gun? And he paused for a long time and finally said, no, I don't.
Yeah, the no-fly list, maybe. And like I said, there could actually be some compromise with Republicans about the specific no-fly list, which is anywhere between 50 and 100,000 people, based on what you know. But that's not the list they're talking about. They keep saying...
Well, no, that's not the list the Democrats are talking
about.
Well, yes. They're not in charge of the Senate.
Well, I don't know. The way the Republican leadership crumbled to their 15-hour filibuster last night at 1:30 in the morning, I'm not so sure about that, Brian. This is the bill that they're putting forward. They're calling it no-fly list, but it's a lie.
Well, that's what the Democrats are putting forward.
It's the Consolidated Terrorist Watch List, which is over a million people.
But I believe I'm right in saying that there have been negotiations between Dianne Feinstein and John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, to try to find something that everybody could find acceptable. I don't think that will survive. I'll be surprised. But I could be wrong. Well, what do you think, though? More from you. Let's see. Leo and Roundhill, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Morning, guys. Hey, you know, you really both touched on it. You're asking for two major federal agencies who are inept in their own right, acting on their own, to now exchange data. We can't even do that right. I mean, look at the Orlando thing. This guy worked for DHS.
That's right.
A contractor, and he went in and killed people.
Well, you make a
good
point.
And he was on the FBI watch list 2-3 years prior. So, really? So, in regard to that, and I want to say this real quick, what I would have done, you guys asked the other morning, what would you do about this if you were kind of king for
today? Very quickly.
In leadership, I would have rounded up every one of those people that are on the 24/7 FBI list and shipped them off to Gitmo and say, guess what, ISIS? You want to play? We're amping up our game.
Okay, well,
this is what we're going to do.
Good luck on that.
But that would be an infringement of their rights. Yeah. And they're not even, many of them, U.S. citizens, the people in Gitmo. Here's the deal. They're lying to you, folks, all right? They're not only just lying to you about this no-fly list, which it's not a no-fly list. I've already made that point. Here's Senator Chris Murphy last night talking about this issue.
What can you do to make sure that Orlando or Sandy Hook never ever happens again?
All right, so you're in favor of this. Can you explain to me, please, what this legislation that they're proposing has anything to do with Adam Lanza and Sandy Hook?
It absolutely does.
Or for that matter, with Orlando?
No, they are
exploiting the death of school children in Connecticut and 49 members of the LGBT community in Orlando to push their infringement on your constitutional rights, and Republicans are rolling over for it because they don't want to be called bad names.
I take your point, and you're absolutely right about that, but let me ask you the simple question, Larry. The simple question is, if a guy is bad enough that we decide in this country that they should not be able to get on an airplane because they're that dangerous, you think it's okay for them to be able to go out and buy an AR-15.
I say that it is just as absurd to say that if someone's on a no-fly list, they should be arrested That would be an infringement. That would be absurd. You're on the no-fly list, so we should arrest you. If there's not enough evidence to arrest them, listen, if they delay it, if they're on that list, and when they apply to get any kind of gun, I don't know why you keep raising an AR-15, any weapon, then sure. If it raises a red flag, and during the standard FBI background check that we already have instituted in law, it says, oh, wait, he's on this list, and that slows down the process, and they take an extra look at it, I'm fine with that.
But guess what?
That's not what they're... The fact that they are pushing this entire thing based on multiple lies tells me that there's something very bad here, and it stinks.
As I think I said earlier this week, I'm in favor of them keeping these investigations open, and if there's an open investigation, at the very least, somebody ought to be flagged. That's my thinking on it. But we'll take more of your calls about this in just a moment. It's 844.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It's 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some good news with this rush hour now, Brian. Red line commuters no longer single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. They had a track problem outside of the Grosvenor station and at least a 30-minute wait and extra volume and crowded trains to still be expected. But again, they've resolved the issue. Let's go to Virginia. Prince William Police with the crash on the Prince William Parkway south of Yates Ford Road. One lane blocked in each direction. Heavy each direction. Beltway inner loop through Annandale slowing again solid through Tysons toward the American Legion Bridge. Getting to the Legion Bridge out of Maryland, delays out of Gaithersburg on 270. Pretty much a solid lineup there. Constitution Avenue, talking about this for some time now. The crash inbound at 14th Street still has everybody slow getting on to Constitution Avenue. And the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel had the broken down. DDOT tells me lanes open, but slow off of each direction of 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Shouldn't be too much rain out there today. Some patchy fog for the morning hours and maybe a few showers around this afternoon. We'll have a couple of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, a strong, maybe a severe storm, 84. Better chance of some rain tonight with low pressure coming through right over the top of us, 65. Friday periods of rain, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is 8:46. How do you feel about this idea of no fly, no buy? Time for one more call. Mike in Spotsylvania, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Mike.
I'm okay with preventing people from buying weapons if they're on the no-fly or terror watch lists, but only if people have the ability to challenge their status and try to prove that either the reason that they're on the list is invalid or that they're not who the authorities think they are.
Well, there is a process, but it's difficult, and it can be long, and it can take a while, and it's bureaucratic. I think if they can make that easier, I would be okay with it if they publish the list.
I suppose. I just don't know any other constitutional right that can be taken away from you before the government actually proves that you deserve to have that right taken away from you. Why this one?
Because it's dangerous. For people who are on the no-fly list to buy weapons.
Speech can be pretty dangerous, too. It's 8:47.
That speech won't kill you.
On WMAL.
That's correct.
You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Washington comes to talk.
Announcing the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. Jump on over to Ted Britt Automotive because they've got a great sales event going on right now. The best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. That's right. They've got them in stock, man. With prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on this huge selection they hold on to of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Also, Ted Britt is proud to offer, and I'm equally proud to communicate to you, the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That thanks to the heroes serving in our military and our community. So if you're military or law enforcement, you're already $1,000 ahead when you head over to our good friends at Ted Britt Automotive. You're all going to be ahead with Ted Britt for Life. That's the program that guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their 9 great locations in Northern Virginia or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Don't pay, don't find no, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Hey. Imagine if the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home. Hi, this is Rick Mariano with Rhino Shield Mid-Atlantic. Rhino Shield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, Rhino Shield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. Rhino Shield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year, same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Rhino Shield!
Hey, Christy, what are you doing here?
Making money with Selfie Station.
What's Selfie Station?
It's right over there.
You mean that awesome portable touchscreen photo booth that we've been taking selfies with all night? That's your business? Oh, it's so much fun, and the pictures are such a great memory.
Everybody loves Selfie Station. I'm having more fun and making more money than I ever have.
You know, this would be perfect for my brother's wedding.
Call me soon, because I book up fast.
Do you want to own a business that's fun, that everybody loves? Right now, Selfie Station is offering a sweet deal to get you started. For a super low investment, you can be up and running in just 30 days. Weddings, corporate functions, proms, club events, holiday parties. Be the first in your area. You won't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. And right now, Selfie Station sweetens the deal even more with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right, for a limited time, you can save even more.
Just go to SelfieStationRadio.com and enter promo code 44. That's SelfieStationRadio.com, promo code 44.
It's the mid-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get incredible deals on more than 10 million square feet of beautiful top-quality floors, like pre-finished hardwood from $149, bamboo from $149, and North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Looking for popular distressed styles? We've got Virginia Millworks 10 to 30% off, plus special financing. Hurry, the mid-year clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a Washington, D.C. store near you today.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is it safe to eat from a food truck that cooks for hundreds in a space that's just a fraction of the size of your kitchen? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. For the most part, yes. Couple caveats, though. Ideally, employees should be wearing gloves when handling your food and changing those gloves often, like after touching raw meat. In places where gloves aren't required, employees should be washing up frequently. You can get a good idea of someone's hand hygiene by looking at their nails. Also, if an employee doesn't pull back their hair, they're going to be constantly moving it out of their eyes and then touching your food, which could then contaminate your food with bacteria. But pay closest attention to your food's temperature. Salads and sandwiches should feel like they're straight out of the fridge, while soups and burgers should be piping hot. And if the locals are eating there, that's a good sign as well. They are staying healthy while eating that food. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Here's
Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-316-8580 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-316-8580. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-316-8580 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-316-8580. That's 800-316-8580. 800-316-8580.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, still dealing with big delays. Constitution Avenue, 14th Street. Watch for accident cleanup. This not only jams Constitution Avenue, but those feeder roads trying to get on through. For coming over the Memorial Bridge off of Lincoln Circle, 66, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Arlington Boulevard. You get the idea. Everyone heading into town affected by this crash on Constitution Avenue. On the westbound side, Southeast-Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, had a broken down car that was cleared out of the travel lanes. DDOT saying they're looking for one in the backups. Delays off of DC 295 each direction. 270, just the late volume rush hour heading down to the Capitol Beltway, cross the Legion Bridge in each direction. Prince William Police, crash on the Prince William Parkway, south of Yates Ford Road, and Metro Rail, still big residual delays. Red Line, no longer single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, activate mycleanpc software, clean out the junk that's slowing down your computer, increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day. Maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms. And maybe a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84 tonight. Some rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is 8:57.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-class panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Brett Baer.
Here comes Chris Plant.
What's with that NRA opposing common sense gun safety measures? I can't.